Blog Talk Radio.
It's what you want, babe. It's what you need, babe. We about to give you more.
That's been pent up inside for years. Exclusive type, only for your eyes and ears. You held it in for so long, you burst it into tears. The letter spills slowly across the page like a world premiere. We're lying, the bullshit begins here. The obvious cause, the effects is unclear. The punishment for crimes of the heart could be severe. Though to keep it on the low is a heavy cross to bear. You deep now, submerged with no signs of air. Still your sunken heart thumping like the kick in a snare. While on the surface, it's all turning to a circus. That's why you're nervous and you gotta right to be, cause if somebody would have done that shit to me, I mean my best man hitting my wife to be, my sentiments exactly would be history, you know what I'm saying, hey, my people's in a place, let's count it on,
1, 2,
got
me with y'all,
2,
3, 4, it's time for all of your, see that rock and rolls in your rolling rock, sing your rhymes to the rhythm and just don't stop, 5, 6, get up inside the mix, 7, 8, no time to hesitate, so let's rock and roll in your rolling rock.
Nothing changed, it's all the same thing. The same characters in the book with different names. It's a lot more to lose than you got to gain. You a lot more confused than hip to the game. To beat the script to the game, the price is pain. Men and women get into things, now who's to blame? When everybody whispering about whatever took place and how the fact was denied with a straight face. Them lies hard to swallow from the bitter taste, but that's a point in the past that can't be erased. So motivate, though it's hard to let it ride or set aside true feelings. Underhand dealing, a lost trust. I wonder if we lost us. It's bigger than me and you, it's monstrous. So I'ma just calm down and shot of a relax before I clap the hammer, then the hammer, I tap, count on two.
Tell me what y'all
want,
do. 3, 4, it's time for all your suggestions. Rock and roll to your rolling rock. Then your rock to the rhythm and just don't stop. 5, 6, get up inside the mix. 7, 8, no time to hesitate. So let's rock and roll to your rolling rock.
Back and undo our actions, change what happens, dissect the fractions, a time to rewind and be recorded absent, for real, cause these memories is photographic, pornographic, pushing me close to madness, head heavy like I'm tripping on acid tablets, yesterday as I recall was all fabulous, I thought so, but now I feel like shots hitting my torso, spent a lot of time and trust in the wrong place, fought a lot of fights, rolling with the wrong ace, love, stronger than pride, weaker than disgrace, I need room to think and space. But solid as a rock shall not disintegrate. Thoughts racing like they lunatics on the interstate. Real, yeah, ill, yeah. My people's in the place, tell me how to start.
1, 2, tell me what y'all to do. 3, 4, it's time for all your suggestions. Rock and roll to your rolling rock. Then your rock to the rhythm and just don't stop. 5, 6, get up inside the mix. 7, 8, it's time to motivate. Suggest rock and roll to your rolling rock.
Listeners, and welcome to another edition of Conversations of a Sister here on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm your host, Ms. Tracy L. Bell, of course. And I thank you for tuning in tonight, be it online or by phone, for tonight's conversation. And tonight's conversation is the love and art of a successful relationship. Love and the art of a successful relationship. Life is not void of relationships. And when love is involved, they can be somewhat complicated. So what is the art of a successful relationship. Sometimes I wonder if anyone has the answer to that, but maybe someone does. Joining me in the studio tonight is a woman who is an advocate and innovative love solution expert. She holds a certification of Loveology and Master Love Coach from Loveology University, and she also holds an honorary Doctorate of Divinity degree and America's top relationship transformation solution expert and coach. Yes, that's her. She's author of Love, Sex, and Power and Love Solution Guide. She has helped thousands of individuals and organizations across the globe by giving them solutions and strategies for successful relationships. She is no stranger to my show. In fact, I just love her. She doesn't know, but I follow her avidly on social media. So I welcome back to the show Love Dr. Pamela Smith. Dr. Smith, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tracy Bell. Thank you for having me here. I'm so happy to be here to be a part of your show with the listeners and talking about love.
Yes, your number one topic. But I'm going to tell you something. I love watching you dance on social media because you get your fingers popping and you start rocking and you can start the love party by yourself.
So I appreciate it. I'm going to start doing that.
Trust me, I appreciate this conversation. So, Dr. Smith, love in the art of a successful relationship. Does love complicate things?
No, love is so simple. It really is simple. What we make complicated is that, yes, we just don't understand what love is. We get confused about how do we come together and be successful. So like what I found was that we have a hard time connecting because we don't understand what love is.
I agree with that. So aside from trust, commitment, and conflict, what is the art of a successful relationship? We're going to get right to the nitty-gritty of it. What is
the
art of...
Okay. Let's get straight to the point of that. Now, that's a good idea. You know, let's go to the meat that people need to know how to have a successful relationship. And it just, I say these are the main six ingredients to love. If you can get these, you can pretty much enjoy any successful relationship. But these six that I'm talking about have to be in effect. Okay?
Okay.
Number one was this, and number one was that, and all of these are number one. But I'm going to speak on the first one that's really major. You know, my first two I'm going to say are first two or three are the really major ones that you have to really have, no matter what, who it is, how it is, and when it is. These three must be in effect. And the first one is best friends.
You have to be best friends.
We go past that, and we go run straight to, oh, that's my man, and that's my boyfriend, and you don't even know the person. You want to control them and own them, and now it's my love. But your body and your mind is in a lust state, and you're lusting in those first six to eight months.
Mm-hmm.
It takes that to actually get out of that. So during that time, I'm not saying not to have sex. I'm not saying to not be with the person you want to be with and be excited about it. What I'm saying is that you got to get to know that person. And it's still going to take time.
Right.
Now, don't get me wrong, 6 or 8 months, not enough. Because especially men, and I help, you know, heterosexual and homosexual, so it's not like I'm talking about just men and women. Our topic and conversation may be based on men and women, but we're talking about mates. Whatever you are in the position that you are, we're still referring to you as man or woman. So when you go past 6 to 8 months, you still got another year or two to go. Because most of the time, men don't really show their true colors until about the second year. Ooh, it takes almost 2 years. Yes, they'll start, all these other things start flying out the closet, and you be like, wait a minute, hold on, there's another bone. Oh, wait, I gotta catch that bone. You're trying to keep up with being a, wait a minute, now I thought we were friends. What's going on here? You know, so that has a major effect. So you have to be best friends.
Okay, and number trust. One, be best friends.
Yes.
Trust. That's number two.
Now trust.
Okay.
Now, when you become best friends, you begin to trust. Because the reason you're going to trust that person, you beginning to be their friend, getting to know what they like, what they dislike, what they want, what they don't want. And that's how you become friends. That's how you become a best friend. Well, you trust
mm-hmm.
them. Because you trust that they are there for you, will be there for you, can be there, can have a conversation with you, can talk to you, can get you through the bad times, be with you through the good times. All those things that you want as in a friend, you should have with a mate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay? So if you trust that person, that relationship will grow to be, you're going to be great best friends. Now, the one that we bypass is chemistry. Because everything that we look at and we pay attention to is what we're attracted to, what we see.
Right.
Everybody is attracted
right.
to what they see and what they like.
What they
and
see.
We're attracted
mm-hmm.
to different things. That's why I tell women, it doesn't mm-hmm. matter if you're short, small, big, fat, large, big bosom, small. Everybody got a different like. So you got to
right.
love yourself. You got to love yourself
right.
in the midst of love. So when you find a chemistry, the chemistry is what I say is one of the number one things that I find to be a major as time go on and on outside of the two of being best friends and trust. But we'll come back to chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got to have
okay.
intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have intimacy. Intimacy, of course, involves your relationship of sexual activity. And you have to be willing to hold someone. And enjoy holding that person. Enjoy loving that person. If you can tell the difference. If a person is not
right.
loving you and holding you, then you know that is not your mate. And these are the things that we really don't pay attention to. We don't pay attention to the small things. And then you have passion. Passion is like you enjoy when somebody just touch you, hold your hands, the way they look at you. That's the passion for you. It's like, oh wow, I just love. He's so fine, you know. But you're passionate with each other. You can sit together. You don't have to necessarily have sex. You can sit together and love each other and be passionate about that part of your relationship.
Right.
There you
right.
have respect. You have to respect each other. If you don't have respect for me or treat me with disrespect, I'm not your mate. And see,
right.
so all you know, we're talking about, I could go more in detail, I have in my love guide that I'm actually going to put into a master class. We're going to have a master class coming up in the next couple of weeks. And in this master class, I'm going to go more into detail because the things I'm telling you about, that's just the sugarcoat of it. But there's things that you really, really have to do to have successful relationships. There's things that have to take place for the relationship to be successful. We'll talk about that based on what you're asking me down the road. But
wow.
Those six things right there are so important in a relationship. Now, we all know that involves communication. I mean,
right.
we all got to have communication. If that falls,
yes.
no matter what it is, it's not going to work. We're not connecting. We're not getting to know each other. We're not understanding each other. That involves no matter what we're talking about. So what most relationship experts do, they generalize it and say, oh, you got to learn how to communicate to each other. You have to know how to talk. Well, we know that.
Mm-hmm.
Give me what I need to really know that's going to help keep my relationship strong. And here it is. You must be best friends. Give me the man, the meat, you know. We got to be best friends. We have to trust. We have to have respect for each other. We want to have great passion. The intimacy is a very important part, and you have to have chemistry. So that's the main
now,
thing
Doc,
I say is thank truly you. The foundation to love.
Now, Dr. Smith, you know, who do you find to be weak communicators or conversationers? Do you find that more in men or women?
Well, it's not even that. It's the personality. See, that's another thing we miss. We miss understanding the person's personality. See, I believe that there's always one or two, three things in the person's birth sign. If you pay attention, any person you meet, find out their birthday, find out their zodiac sign, read who they are and what they're about. I promise you, there's two to three things in there that they are. You know, I can shout out each zodiac sign and tell you the dominant problem that are in each one. And they have it, no matter who they are. And so, if you
pay attention, if we pay attention, I know we'll get it. But the reason why I ask the question is because, you know, I have roundtables with my girlfriends quite often, and they always say that men are the worst communicators. They don't like confrontation, or they don't like to have conflict. So they always say that men are the worst communicators. It's a man thing. So that's why I was like, well, I need to pose that question. Is that really a man thing, or is it actually based on personality? And there you have it. You said it's based on a person's personality. Because
it's
I know some men who are great communicators.
Not just the man, but it's based on the personality of the woman. See, a lot of times women have major personality issues, and they don't know how to get what they're trying to get out of a man. And so they go back and forth and don't understand why he's not responding. Most men don't like to go back and forth because men are the type they want. If they ask you what they want, what do you want? They want you to tell them what you want. Don't go around the world. That's not what I asked you. But now we're sitting there. I asked you one simple question: what do you want today? Or what do you want for your birthday? What do you want? You telling me a story about your girlfriend and your sister yesterday. You see what I mean? What your sister's boyfriend did for her? That's not what I asked you. You see what I mean? And that's what women, they're not listening to what the man is saying. And see, if you just be quiet for 10 seconds, a man will tell you exactly what he's saying in his sentence. And if you sit there and wait a minute before you respond, then your mind either goes, no, that MF didn't say that. Or your mind would say, oh, he's so sweet. You see what I mean? But you're not listening.
Right.
You're hearing part of what he's saying. And that's why.
And not all of what he's saying, right?
Correct. Because they tell, let me tell you something about here's two things that men do, and I know they listen. I love y'all brothers, but this is the two things they do. They either gonna tell you a lie, or they gonna tell you nothing at all.
Wow.
Did we get that? Yeah, they either gonna tell you a stretch the truth, or say nothing at all. That's what set women off, because they either when they open their mouth, your mind is saying, is this fool telling me the truth or not? That don't even sound right, you know. And in their mind, it sounds right.
Oh, my goodness.
They're not going to tell you anything, then they're quiet. Well, why are you quiet? I'm asking you a question. I'm not going to talk about this right now. And when men decide they're not going to talk, they're not going to talk. And so women don't know how to just end it, move on. Because you can beat men at their game. And we want to talk about a man and a woman, vice versa. You can beat them at their game where they're chasing you down. So I'm like, wait a minute, I'm trying to talk to you.
Oh, my God, you sound like my mom when you say that. For those listeners who are just tuning in, we're talking to Dr. Pamela Smith, and we're talking about love and the art of a successful relationship. Now, Dr. Smith, I heard your list, and one of the things that was not on your list is money. What would you say wouldn't you say that is the main component in a relationship killer? Money being number one?
Okay, so but your question was, what was the foundation of love and having successful
that's
love?
True.
Okay,
that's true.
Now your question is,
that's true.
What causes the problem in relationships?
What causes the conflict? Because if there are money issues, then that relationship is not going to be successful. Because money issues are a lot of times not about money. They're about what money means to each partner in the relationship. Mm-hmm. But discovering what money means to both of you will go a long way in resolving conflicts that you may have around money. So that's what I'm saying.
Right.
Is money a part of the equation?
Money is always the number one. Here's why. Women and men deal with money on separate situations for various reasons. So let's give you, I'm going to give you a few on each one. So let's talk about what motivates a woman when it comes to money, be it hers or chasing his, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Women chase men's money because they're looking and seeking security. So
right.
they're chasing a man who has a status or wealth so they can help them live and be in a secure situation, be it for themselves or for their children. That's one way that women go. So let's talk about a woman who has her own, a woman who creates and builds her own wealth and finances. It's about her raising her self-esteem and raising who she is and her position of who she wants to be and what she's looking for, because she's raising the bar of what she believes her value should be. The money is not the issue of what she's doing. She's motivated by who she becomes.
Wow.
Okay. So that's the separate when you talk about on the woman's side. That there's only two ways a woman's gonna go. You see? Now let's talk about the man. A man is based his wealth on who he is. It's still the same thing. I'm still going back to the same side. A man based his money on the status of who he is and who he wants to be and how people perceive him. See, men base their money based on what somebody look and see who they are and what they have.
Mm.
Okay? Then when it comes to a mate and their money, they use their money to get what they want. Now I like
exactly.
her, I want her. And so I'm going to use what I got to do. I'm going to go all out to give her what she needs and what she wants, because that's what I want. See, men, and see, this is where women and men get it twisted. And I have to talk about this all the time to men. That woman ain't no gold digger, because the woman wouldn't have got the money if you didn't give it to her. So don't call no woman no gold digger. And then if you said, baby, Jesus, I'm let me take you shopping, you said, let me take you shopping. If I called you and said I needed a bill paid, and you said, what? You either going to give it to me or what? Or not. So how
right.
do I become a gold digger?
Mm.
You see, and that's something that men created to satisfy what they've done. It's almost like, oh, no, she got it. In other words, in their mind, she got me. No, she didn't get you, fool. You wanted to give her your money. You wanted her to have it because you wanted something from her. Don't get it twisted. Sure, it's just
exactly.
like I laugh and talk about what Eddie Murphy says. And I hope we can be frank on the show. It's simply what Eddie Murphy says. The pussy is a lease with an option to buy.
Yep.
Eddie Murphy said all that.
He
has said that. And it seemed like we're selling. It doesn't matter if it's a man or a woman, because women buy men. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
It's the same vice versa. Nothing is different. If a woman has money, she will pay for to get the man that she wants. It's the same thing. It's just that you don't see it as much as you see what happens on the man's side. But women do the same thing. That's
wow.
why they call us cougars. They want to call women when they give them 50 cougars, because they go and get the 20-year-olds and they doing what they got to do to take care of that 20-year-old and pay it. It's the same thing as a man who's your sugar daddy.
That's true. That's true.
That's it.
There is definitely exactly no difference.
Now,
would you agree? Right. Mm-hmm. Because I was going to say, would you agree that every strong relationship is a result of what?
I mean, the strong relationships come with not just the communication of it. I said the strong relationship was created by them fighting through. Because no relationship is perfect. No relationship is not going to have issues or flaws or problems. It's the fighting through it. It's the holding on. But when all the people that I talked to that were couples that have had successful relationships, it was about staying and fighting through the struggles or the problems or the situation. That's what makes a strong relationship. Because
do you think that this generation is different?
this generation, they want it now. They don't have time.
Okay.
If it don't work, they move on. It's
yes.
because they got more opportunities to choose.
Mm.
They have more opportunities to choose.
That's very
in
true.
In the 70s and 80s, you had to call on the telephone. You didn't know what the person looked like. The person you were talking to, you had to meet. I didn't get to meet the person in California and talk on the phone. I didn't know what the person in California looked like. Matter of fact, I don't even have his phone number. But with social media today, you get on social media and talk to the man in California, and y'all become friends, and now you know somebody in California that you could possibly go out on a date. You couldn't do that in the 70s, 80s. You had to learn how to love somebody by what you saw in your state, in your city, in your town.
Where you are.
Now you can
right.
date. I can date somebody in Dubai.
That's very true.
Because, you know, women are of a niece, so that wouldn't happen. I'm just being silly with
I
names,
know.
But.
I know, and you're making your point. And Dr. Love, I am running out of time, but please tell my listeners
okay.
how they can find you, follow you, or even purchase your books. Because I know
okay,
when you
right
sent
now.
When you sent Raven mm-hmm. when you sent Raven your bio, you didn't have any of your web information in it, so we couldn't publish
oh, I know.
Anything.
Well, I am revamping my web. So I see that the guy
okay.
had it down. I'm like, okay, you got to get my website back up, which is actually Love Dr. PamelaSmith.com, LOVEBR, PamelaSmith.com.
Okay.
So we are fixing that because for some reason it is not opening up. Then you can get me on all social media at LoveDrPamelaSmith or just Pamela. I'm on all social media, be it Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It's all the same. Now, every Thursday, I do a live talk just as you.
Yes.
And I love to have
yes.
you on that show with us. And I help with different things because, you know, it's still more to just love and relationship. You know, it's
yes.
all about your beauty, your
yes.
health, your finances,
yes.
your business. You
yes.
know, it's
and
a
you
lot
cover it all.
To
yes.
Yeah, I'm covering
yes.
it all. And, you know, if you watch me live on Facebook, I'm going to have an Instagram live coming up because I need to talk more. Y'all want me to talk more. So I got to get out there and talk more.
Yes.
I
yes.
love doing
you
shows
should.
Like this with you, and I appreciate you having me here with your listeners. You're pleasure giving them the information right now that they can use right now and get started and have a great relationship for tomorrow, the holiday.
Yes, it
no,
is.
No, it's not a holiday.
Dr. Love,
it's a special day.
Well, exactly. But, Dr. Love, I appreciate you being on the show. I'm definitely going to have you back so that you can share some more of your knowledge with us on love and all things relationships. We wish you well. We hope you well. And we'll definitely be in touch in the future.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, you're welcome. Listeners, I am out of time. That was Dr. Pamela Smith, the Love Doctor is what we call her. Tune in next week. Until then, be well. Good night and bye-bye.
Drop top Porsche, Rory on my wrist, diamonds up and down my chain.
Uh-huh.
Cardi B, straight stunning, can't tell me nothing. Bossed up and I changed the game. It's my big bronze boogie, got all them girls shook. My big fat ass got all them boys cooked. We're from dollar bills and I be popping rubber bands.